Hey everybody, welcome back. I choose positivity today. I want to tell you about one of the best bills in the land, which looks to push government back. Before I jump into it, I want to thank the sponsor of the video. It's TriStar Trading. They make all of the classic t-shirts that I wear. I love how they co-align with my brand. They do all of my stuff. And they make some of the best stuff around. The government watch list shirt that I get to travel this country and see people wear comes from TriStar Trading. Links down below. Check them out. Thank you to everybody at TriStar Trading. They just announced on their social media the amount that they were able to raise for the fundraiser for our friend and a living legend, Paul Harrell, who unfortunately is in hospice care due to pancreatic cancer. And they were able to give a boatload of money thanks to you for buying the shirts. So thank you to viewers who have participated in this fundraiser, and thank you to the kind heart souls over at TriStar Trading. Love you guys. Let's continue with the positivity. I'm going to tell you about what I think is one of the best bills in the land, one that should be emulated by every state. And if you're familiar with gun-free zones and how like 90-some-odd percent of all mass shootings take place in gun-free zones. Why? Because the criminals, who never follow laws, know that the people in those areas generally will follow the law, thus it's a target-rich environment. And this state looks to get rid of it. Wyoming looks to get rid of gun-free zones. The bill is on the governor's desk as of yesterday. And we're waiting to see if he'll sign it, veto it, or just not sign it and let it pass into law that way. I've heard a lot of folks in the Republican Party in the state on both sides. They think he'll sign it, they think he'll veto it, but they're hearing a lot of people calling the governor's office, which is why you should too if you live there. I'll have the number down below. Here's the bill. It says, "The section shall be known as, and may be cited as, the Wyoming Repeal Gun-Free Zones Act. Persons lawfully carrying concealed weapons in Wyoming may carry a concealed weapon in the following places." May. Well, that's our right. Any meeting of a governmental entity. Any meeting of a legislature or a committee thereof. Persons lawfully carrying concealed weapons in Wyoming may carry a concealed weapon in the following places. Any public school, public college, or public university athletic event taking place on public property that does not sell alcoholic beverages. Any public elementary or secondary school facility. Any public college or university facility. Nothing in these sections shall be construed to allow the carrying of concealed weapons where otherwise prohibited. And that's your federal stuff. Prohibit a private property owner from restricting firearms on his private property. So you still get your private property rights. Prohibit a governmental entity from prohibiting the open carry, display, or wearing of a firearm into a meeting of that governmental entity. So they can't stop you. Allow the carrying of a concealed weapon into facilities where otherwise prohibited by law. Allow the carrying of a concealed weapon within the state agency-operated Health and Human Services setting. Health and Human Services facilities that are licensed by the Department of Family Services, or Health and Human Services facilities that are certified by the Behavioral Health Division. So there's still a couple places you can't carry. Allow the carrying of a concealed weapon within any facility where explosive or volatile materials are present. Then it goes on and says you, the elementary schools and high schools, people who work there can carry, but students can't. And there are a couple other things in there as far as, you know, schools can establish are policies for their employees. They can also choose not to and stuff like that. Now, this is a bill that I can get behind, and if you can too, number for the governor for Wyoming is down below. I think every red state, every state that's gone to constitutional carry should follow up with a bill to get rid of gun-free zones. Who wrote that bill? Joe Biden in the Senate. Some years ago. He is the reason that the gun-free zones exist. It was part of the 86 crime bill. And that's where a lot of the problems occur, is where you're telling the bad guys and gals who don't follow the laws anyway, where people are susceptible. We need to stop that. You're not going to go into an area and do something bad if you think there's 15 to 20 people in there that'll punch your ticket. Let me know what you guys and gals think down below. Again, I'm choosing positivity today. Good bill, get rid of a bad policy. And this is showing you that your rights supersede government authority, just like our founding fathers said. Guys and gals, subscribe to the channel down below. It's free, doesn't cost you anything. Just tells YouTube that this channel has some good information that other people should check out. I appreciate y'all so much. Have a phenomenal day. Take care.